Say, they'd say, whoa, now till we get you in, and they'd put them in the, between the shafts and hook them up to the buggy. You know?
And doing all that would be called getting what to the horse?
Getting it up.
Would you ever say another word like harnessing?
Well, yeah, they can say harness, but we'd always say we'd get a new mule or horse up to go, but back then, now that, I don't know how they call it harnessing it up now.
Well, would it make any difference if you were getting them ready to drive or getting them ready to plow?
It didn't make no difference. You had to do, you had to put that gear on them to get them out, or to hook them to the plow or to the wagon or to a buggy or anything else. It's got to be fastened on them. Just like you fasten a saddle on them. You know how to fasten a saddle on them.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to fasten that gear on them. Collars around here to pull with. They had leather collars. See, to brush against their shoulders from skinning their shoulders to pull them plows and things.
Well, what would you guide them with?
Your ropes. Your two ropes. You had two ropes just like you're guiding them on a wagon.
And would it, what about if you were just sitting on the horseback riding?
Well, you had the bridle to guide them with.
So what'd you hold in your hand then?
The bridle.
When you were just riding on horseback?
Yes.
It, what'd you put your feet in if you had them on a saddle?
You put them in a stirrup.
And was there any difference between the left horse and the right horse when you were, or mule when you were plowing?
Well, if you was plowing double, well, you just had one line from one side and one from the other, and that, and it was on the right, on the outside there, bridle that they, that rope was in there, and that pulled in bits, and that pulled in to know which way to go.
Well, would you ever say that which mule was on the left, was that any special mule?
No, they never did call them. They just loved the mules and horse. One, whichever you pulled the right rope or the left rope, why, he went that way.
Would you, did you have a lead one?
No, it'd be two to the pull the plow, these large plows.
Well, which one walked in the front?
Well, when there's a plowing, a single, just laying off and laying by that stuff, they plowed one at the time. Well, but she walked on, I know she walked ahead. She didn't walk in the first, she just walked straight on a bed or something, laying off of, to make the fur.
Well,
that you had her to a lake or something, or covering seed, or dropping planting seed. You see, they had planters back there then. They dropped seed. Well, it was just a one new planter. And she went right down the bed like they had it laid out.
So you wouldn't have, one of them wouldn't be called?
No, they'd just be the same. They'd just tell the mule, whoa, and stop and haul, and she was taught to do all such as that.
Well, did you call one, I mean, if you plowed with two mules?
Well, they did. They just broke land with the two mules because they wanted to break it deep.
And which one walked in the fur then?
They didn't walk in the fur. They just walked until that, on that level dirt. They broke it till it be just like you break it with a tractor now.
Well, was one of them the guide one then?
Mm-mm. They just, well, they pulled them with their ropes with her.
So the one on the left wasn't anything special?
No, well, it's just one that they loved her and did the one on the right.
Well, now, if you go just right over there, you say, and I said, well, where are you going? You say, well, just a little.
I'd say just a little ways over here, and I'd be back.
And then what if you went a long?
Well, I wouldn't undertake that long. Yeah, well, we don't get that far off now. We used to have half a mile to visit one another. We'd have to go in the back in when I was a young girl to walk.
So you say, but I have to go a long.
I'd go a mile and I'll be back or come on. That's what I'd say.
Well, now,